you've ever just said something before thinking?
She said, let's get corn dogs, and I was like, I'm gonna marry this girl.
Scotty on US 99.
This is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Let's go. Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. And Jen in Plainfield, it looks like you're going to try and guess the bad news.
Okay.
The good news of the story, Jennifer, is that there's a woman and she had something stuck in her eye for a really long time. But she went to the eye doctor and they finally got it out. And now she's doing much better. What's the bad news of that story, Jennifer?
Oh, my gosh.
So many options.
I have no idea. It was her contact stuck in her eye that long?
Oh my God, Jennifer, that's exactly right. However, it's not just her contacts. It's 23 contact lenses that were stuck in her eyeball.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she's an older lady, and I guess that she kept falling asleep with them in and then would forget the next morning that she hadn't taken them out. And so she just keep putting contacts in her eye. And they show this eye doctor going in with like this Q-tip, pulling them out from like the under the lid, like at the top of the eyeball, sliding them down. And it just, they keep coming. And I have video of all of it, I promise you.
Oh my gosh. I wear contacts. That seems painful.
Yeah, I do too. And you know that like feeling when you wake up and you know you slept in them and you're like, oh dang, like my, yep. I need eye drops, a little sore, and now they're like sticking to my eyeball like suction cups and...
Suction cups, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, imagine 23 of those dang things all over your eye socket.
Crazy.
Have you hopped over to our Instagram page yet to see the Thomas Rhett booty thirst trap picture yet?
I have not.
Okay, so I may be exaggerating a little. However, it is a hilarious picture to me. So Katy Perry and Thomas Rhett are apparently announcing something tomorrow, and they put out this photo of them, and it's just their silhouettes, and it's Thomas Rhett's silhouette holding a guitar and Katy Perry's silhouette, and it says 10/18/2022. So who knows what we're getting tomorrow. However, the way that the guitar is positioned in the silhouette, like the back end is kind of sticking out the side of his body, and it looks like Thomas Rhett has a big old donk, like a huge booty. And it's like this big round bubble butt looking silhouette. And it is so funny to me to see this picture.
Well, that'll be interesting to hear the news tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to hear the news too. But do you want to see Thomas Rhett's butt picture?
Sure.
All right, I'll send it to your phone if you text the word Thomas to 44995, okay? Thomas.
Sounds great.
All right, text it to 44995, Thomas to 44995.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
About to get you those tickets to come hang out with Breland here at our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage in the studio. But first, told you I spilled water all over myself on the airplane back from Memphis, from St. Jude. Sat in my own water and squishy pants all flight. Michelle, Michigan City, worst spill. Who was it? What was it?
So this happened to me, but my dad did it. We were at a restaurant. This happened a number of years ago. We had just sat down to eat, and we had just ordered. My dad had a full beer. He knocked it over, and it spilled over the table and spilled all over me.
Well, the worst part about that is that he spilled his beer, you know?
Yeah.
The beer's expensive now. Mark in Naperville, worst spill. Who was it? What was it?
I went out with some friends one time, got a brand new white shirt, and the only time I ever ordered a cranberry drink, and the first second I got it, spilled all over my white shirt.
And have you ever ordered a cranberry drink since then?
Nope. Especially not when I'm wearing white.
Yeah, especially not. Awesome, man. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Jane from Lake in the Hills, worst spill. Who was it? What was it?
It was me. It was freshly off for my serving shift at a barbecue place, and I went downstairs to help the closing crew out, and we have those gallon tubs of barbecue sauce, and I forgot about waitress distribution, and I had it on the tray, and it went everywhere. It was on the ceilings. It was all over me. It was on the floors. It hit the cooks. Like, I mean... everywhere.
You're like, if this was a real barbecue place, we would have barbecue everywhere. Now we do.
Literally. And I looked up at the camera, and of course, I knew. I went right up to the manager's office, and they were watching it on a loop.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, you know, if something like that's going to happen, it's as long as it's on video, right? You got to get it on video.
Honestly, it's a crime if that goes unseen. I was smelling like barbecue, though. And of course, thanks for having me.
There's worse things to smell like. Thank you. Megan, you said that you had the worst spill ever?
Husband, his best man, shared the story that they were tailgating, and my now husband really had to go to the bathroom, but didn't know that the porta potty had just been flipped over recently.
Oh my God.
So he runs into the porta potty, and it comes out covered in everything that's in that toilet.
No, stop. That is the...
So it had been flipped over, had stuff everywhere, and he had walked in there, and then it all just like dripped on him?
Yeah, all of it. Because it had just gotten flipped over, and he had to go so bad he didn't even notice until it was too late.
Oh, because he just jumped in there, unzipped, and started going, and then realized things were dripping on him. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gross. That is disgusting.
I know, and I just learned this at our wedding.
Oh, no. He should have told you before the wedding so you could have left because he is tainted. He will never be the same man. At that point, you just light yourself on fire and call it a day, right?
Pretty much. Might as well.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
That's right. Colette and Oak Lawn, let's go ahead and do some good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story, and you try to guess the bad.
Okay.
All right, Colette. The good news of the story, there's a guy who came home and saw that his sister was helping him with his laundry. Sounds great, right? What's the bad news of that story?
She dyed all of his clothes pink.
No, that would be...
Well, all I gotta do is put one red sock in and it all turns pink.
That's fair. I don't know. I just watch everything on cold and call it a day. Do you separate everything still?
See, that's a bad idea. Yes, I do. My boyfriend actually took all of my... he puts all of them together.
Yeah.
So he'll just do it all together, but he washes them hot, which that was his first mistake.
Oh, okay.
So I have like white tank tops that are now like a light gray.
Oh, yeah. It's like a brand new tank top.
Oh.
So you have some personal feelings with this story, obviously.
But, yeah.
However, that's not the bad news of this story. The bad news of this story is that he ended up calling 911 because...
Oh, my...
Yeah, because she wasn't... turns out she wasn't doing her laundry. She got sick of waiting for the washer and dryer and took his laundry out of the washer, which never made it to the dryer, and just left it on the ground and started doing her own laundry. And he decided that warranted a 911 call. And obviously the police were like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that one.
Are you even on Instagram?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
This is the craziest video I've ever seen in my life. First, Colette, have you checked our Instagram yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. Okay, this story. Can I tell you about this story that I just put up there? Because everybody seems to be going, that's not real. And it's super real.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you know, are you a fan of the Power Rangers?
Yeah, I was when I was a kid.
Yeah, a little of this.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a story that happened in a Thai restaurant in California that apparently all of the waiters and waitresses are dressed up as Power Rangers because they have like some drink that looks like it. So they do it to promote it. It's a gimmick, whatever. So all the waiters and waitresses are all the Power Rangers, the White Ranger, the Blue Ranger, Red Ranger, Kimberly and the Pink Ranger, the Black Ranger. You get it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's when danger happened. A woman came into the restaurant and a guy ran in following her and grabbed her. And all of the waiters and waitresses that are dressed up as Power Rangers saved her. There's the yellow and black ranger asked him to leave, and he didn't. And he swung at him, and the yellow ranger blocked the punch. And the black ranger grabbed him, I know, and dragged him out of the restaurant. He wouldn't leave. The police didn't get there for like a half an hour. So then all of the rangers went outside of the restaurant, locked the door so he couldn't go in, and they jumped on him and held him down until the police came.
Oh my goodness. Good for them.
Could you imagine sitting, eating your pad thai, and that happened?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I have video of it all, too. It's on our Instagram right now. Actually, I'll send it right to your phone. If you text the word POWER, 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 to 44995. 44995, text POWER.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now, we're going to find out if we can get all three. It's time for the three trivia questions that if they don't answer all three, if Jen from Plainfield doesn't answer all three, I should say, then you're going to get the same question. So pay close attention. Jen, you ready to jump in or get all three?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Question one. A little over a week ago, we had the Chicago Marathon right downtown here. And I was just wondering, how long is a marathon?
26.2 miles.
Sophia from St. Charles texted in at 44995. Her question was, what is the biggest human organ?
Skin.
All right, hold on right there. Get you question three, two songs away. And if Jen doesn't get them, you know, you're getting the same question. So get your phone ready, get ready to dial, get ready to text. It's all next on US 99. Hey, that rhymes. We got business to attend to.
Can you get all three?
That's the business I was talking about. We got to find out if Jen from Plainfield can get all three questions. She answered questions 1 and 2 just a couple minutes ago. And if she doesn't get all three correct, then you know what happens. You get the same question. So grab your phone. Get ready. Jen, you ready to jump back in and take on question 3?
Sure.
Question 3. Jennifer, if you are average, you refuse to do this for the next 6 months. What is it?
Wear shorts? I don't know.
All right, Jennifer in Plainfield, you got 2 correct. You got 2 of them, Jennifer. That was pretty close.
Great.
All right, you hold on right there. I'm going to get you I'm going to get you all 3 questions right now. 312-946-4995. You think you can get all 3, or you're just fun. 312-946-4995. Go. I know they say that drunk words are sober thoughts. I'm not sure in this case.
Oh, this show's the best.
The best show.
Best show.
Best show ever.
Who voted?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
We're going to do a little focus group here. So I was talking to my buddy. I haven't caught up with him in a while. My buddy Jay. And he's in a new relationship, I found out. I said, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. How's it going? And he said, she said, I love you. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, so it's going well. And so, of course, I like to know the details of the first time the I love you comes out. So my wife said, I love you first. And we were watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on the couch. I was like, that feels like true love to me, right? That's real. Hey, look at us now. So I asked him. And he said, well, we went out to dinner, had a lot of wine, a lot of other drinks, pretty wasted, got home, she's falling asleep, and she said, I love you. And he said it back. And I said, hold on. Has she said it since? Well, no, it's only been a couple days. Okay. I'm not so sure the drunk I love you counts in this scenario. He said, no, it counts. Convinced it counts. I said, well, good thing I have a lot of friends to ask. 312. Oh, he's going to hate this. 312-946-4995. The drunk I love you. Does it count? Have you done it? Did it count when you said it? Or somebody said it to you? 312-946-4995. I love you. You're the best. You're the greatest. I love you. 312-946-4995. Should I call him my former friend now? Or?
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, let's talk about this drunk I love you. My best friend. Not my best friend. You can call. He's probably not even my friend now after this. Buddy Jay caught up with him. Newer relationship, couple months. Girlfriend gave him a big old drunk I love you. And he's like, oh yeah, she said I love you. This is that. I was like, I'm not sure if the drunk I love you counts in this situation. If you heard the story a minute ago, let's go to Isabel in Vernon Hills. How do you feel about this drunk I love you?
I don't know if it would 100% count. I think she may have meant it, but I don't think it would count as the first I love you.
Oh, so he's got to scratch this one off like it never happened and wait for a good one?
I think so. I mean, if she remembers, maybe it's a better thing.
No, I'm going to need a better I love you. Sorry, that wasn't good enough. Redo. Awesome, Isabel. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All right, Angela and Huntley, how do you feel about this drunk I love you?
I've been in a situation where we both said we love you, and then we say it again, and the relationship ends. My husband now told me he loved me, and I was like, what? And he's like, I love you. And I was like, okay, I don't take that seriously, so I waited.
Wait, you denied his I love you?
I did not say that to him at all. I would not repeat it back to him. So I waited a few months, and then he kept saying it over and over every time he talked to me. So I was like, okay, he actually is in love with me.
I love you!
So.
Bae, say it back!
I'm so stupid.
Stupid.
I use that little sounder because I believe that this man will be sleeping on the couch for easily the rest of his life, or at least the rest of his marriage. So there's a man that posted the greatest hits compilation of all the things that he apologized to his wife for. So it's minor stuff. Listen to this.
I applied the brakes in order to save our lives. I underestimated the trauma that the change in momentum would create for her. When I sprained my ankle, I had a walking boot and I was limping too loudly up the stairs. The thing to do would have been to lay down on my good leg and silently drag my body up the stairs using the railing. Last night when I was cutting my steak, I let my knife touch the plate for a fraction of a second.
Tell me that man's not sleeping on the couch for the rest of his life, right? My man is airing out all of his little grievances all over social media. Now it's gone super viral. You can see the video. I'll put it up on our Instagram, US99 Chicago. But can I just recommend not doing that? Just don't. Just don't do that.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Sometimes you just do stuff because it makes you laugh. And this is, my wife and I had this conversation last night. Why? Because it was stupid and it made us laugh. But I was making dinner and I made some couscous. And I was like, that is the most fun food to say for me. That is one of my favorites. And so we just started going back and forth on the most fun food to say. And it just had us laughing so hard last night. I would like to share those laughs with you. So 312-946-4995. I want you to participate in this. I got some from Facebook I'll read in a second. What is the most fun food to say? Mine is couscous. Couscous. You can say it in different voices. It's great. And it's so good that it's in there twice. Couscous. Say it. It's fun. 312-946-4995. I pulled some from Facebook too. Somebody said wasabi. That's a fun one. Chimichanga. Yeah, that's a really good one. Oh, I love the phone lines are going all right. Mimosa. Oh, that's fun for multiple reasons. Mimosa. The other one I like too is chicken masala. Masala. All right, let's be fun together and a little bit weird. 312-946-4995. And then after that, we'll get you those Breland tickets. Come hang out at our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, okay? What's the most fun food to say? Hang out for that on US 99, New Country from Luke Bryan. Here's Country On.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
We need something on the show. What I need is my buddy's diaper bag back. If you missed the story, my buddy Ty and his wife Corey left their diaper bag in an Uber, went to the airport, flew out back to Nashville, and then realized, oh no, we don't have the diaper bag. Maybe he could drop it off with Scotty and send him back. And I've gotten ghosted 3 times now by this Uber driver who has my buddy's diaper bag. I don't know why he wants it. So the saga continues on my Insta story, at Scotty K on air. I don't know if I'm ever going to get it back. Last word is 3632 said I left my son's personalized pillow in an Uber, and he was crying, and he was 14. Aw, it made him sad. So bring it back. Bring the pillow back to him. So 312-946-4995. Brandon in Chesterton, you leave something in an Uber?
Yeah, one time we left a bar, and so it was an Uber, but the dude wasn't on the clock. He just dropped someone else off. So we threw him like cash to go from the bar to the house, but we ended up leaving our wallet in the car, and we never heard from it ever again. And this is probably 7 years ago.
Yeah, because you just tried to give him cash, and he didn't actually do it on the app. That's why.
Yeah.
Jessica from Highwood, you leave something in an Uber?
Yeah, well, my friend left everything, her wallet and phone and everything, the phone they called the Uber with in an Uber, and the Uber left.
All right. So what did she ever get it back?
Yeah, the Uber came back. We were waiting for the Uber came back and brought it all back.
Okay.
So it took a little while. We weren't able to contact him. But
right. So you're saying there's a little bit of hope. I might get the diaper bag back for my buddy, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know why they'd want to keep that.
Right.
But
that's what I'm saying.
This is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of a story, and Alex in Burridge, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Oh, man. All right.
The good news of the story is that there's a man who had some visitors over at his house that kind of overstayed their welcome. So he found a way to get them out of the house without saying anything rude or being offensive. What's the bad news of that story?
He cooked them a meal, and they all immediately got sick and had to go home.
He poisoned them?
Yeah.
I murdered them all. Very
they
Halloween of you.
They walked out alive, okay? They just weren't in the best shape or form to
right.
do so. How's that?
We had to rush home to the bathroom. Everyone had to leave.
Exactly.
No, that's pretty funny, though. However, it does have to do with the bathroom. But the bad news of this story is how he got them out the house is he smoked them out. He went to the bathroom. He lit his shower curtain on fire and smoked them out by saying there's a fire in the house and they had to leave.
Okay, that's way worse, I feel. But poor house.
He tried to smoke them out of his own. And I don't know if you've ever had, like, there was one time I tried to light a fireplace or a fire in the fireplace and I forgot to open the little flute thing. Right?
I've done that.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. And it's, yeah, and your house smells like smoke forever, and it's like there's dust. Yeah. It's horrible. Like, what a terrible decision this man made.
And you light a fire in the wintertime, so the last thing you want to do is open all of your windows in the middle of winter, but that's your only option.
He should have went with the give him the bubble guts route.
Yes.
I'm going to brag about my brother for a second. I think this is pretty cool. First, Katie, do you have siblings?
I have two older brothers and two older sisters.
You have four siblings?
I do.
So I want you to think about this for a second, but I want to know if there's something that you want to brag about one of your siblings, or they have a skill that you're kind of jealous of. Because something happened today, actually. My older brother, and I've talked about this before, he's a children's book author, and he has a book series that's called the I Feel series. It's all about social emotional learning.
Oh, okay.
They're amazing. I love them. So this is what happened today. There's a new Tom Hanks movie coming out. Tom Hanks is this guy who is like this older kind of grumpy guy who's just angry at everything. And then he meets his family with these kids and they try to get him to stop being such a grumpy old man. And it's like he has this sweet transformation situation going on, right?
Yeah.
In one of the scenes in the trailer, and this movie doesn't come out till January, Tom Hanks is sitting there reading a book to one of the kids. And the book he's reading is called I Feel Angry. It's one of my brother's books in the movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, I actually think we might have had to. I'm a school teacher.
Yeah.
And I teach kindergarten and preschool. And I think we have a couple of those books.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. So, yeah, that's my brother.
That's kind of crazy. Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
My world.
I'm just like bragging about my brother right now.
That's a really good brag. I was going to say my brag is like my brother has a very good threatening face, but that's really nothing compared to being an author. So hey, you win.
That could come in handy, though. I wish I looked tough when I needed to look tough, right?
Oh, yeah. I cave right away. It's why I teach the age group that I teach.
That's amazing. All right. Your turn. Brag about your sibling. So just tell me something maybe awesome your sibling did or a skill that they have that you might be very jealous of. And it could be simply as simple as what you just heard. I wish I could look tough when I need to. Okay? 312-946-4995. What is a skill or something your sibling did or has that you're a little jealous of? 312-946-4995.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Scotty, I was just bragging about my brother because my brother's book was... Tom Hanks was reading my brother's book in this new trailer for a movie. It's crazy. I put him in my Instagram story, too. You can see it at Scotty K on air. Scotty with a Y, the letter K, on air. But now it's your turn to brag about your siblings. 312-946-4995. Sadie and Valpo, you want to brag about a sibling?
Yes.
What do you got for me?
I have a younger sister who is a diver and can dive headfirst off of a 10-meter platform.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it's 30 feet up.
That's super cool. What's her name?
Her name's Sadie.
I would be like, I'm not jumping off that. Nope.
Right? Yeah, that's how I feel.
Let alone headfirst.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron in Westtown, you want to brag about your sibling?
Well, my older brother, Chris, he is a national junior Olympic champion race walker.
Wait.
Yeah, it's an Olympic track and field sport, and he got a full ride to college for it.
So it's like speed walking?
Yes, like speed walking. He can race walk a mile in like 6 minutes.
He can, whoa. I don't know if I can even run a mile in 6 minutes anymore.
I know, I can't, no, I can like, I'm like... double that.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I would appreciate him because one thing that drives me crazy are slow walkers. I cannot.
I know. I'm a pretty fast walker.
I actually went on a first date like years ago. I'm married now, but I went on a first date with a girl and I didn't give her a second date because she was a slow walker and it drove me freaking nuts.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right. I'll give you the good news of a story in Alex in Burridge. You're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Oh, man. All right.
The good news of the story is that there's a man who had some visitors over at his house that kind of overstayed their welcome. So he found a way to get them out of the house without saying anything rude or being offensive. What's the bad news of that story?
He cooked them a meal and they all immediately got sick and had to go home.
He poisoned them?
Yeah.
I murdered them all. Very Halloween of you.
They walked out alive, okay? They just weren't in the best shape or form to right. do so. How's that?
We had to rush home to the bathroom. Everyone had to leave.
Exactly.
That's pretty funny, though. However, it does have to do with the bathroom. But the bad news of this story is how he got them out the house is he smoked them out. He went to the bathroom. He lit his shower curtain on fire and smoked them out by saying there's a fire in the house and they had to leave.
Okay, that's way worse, I feel. But poor house.
He tried to smoke them out of his own. And I don't know if you've ever had, like, there was one time I tried to light a fireplace or a fire in the fireplace and I forgot to open the little flute thing. Right?
I've done that.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. And and your house smells like smoke forever, and it's like there's dust everywhere. Yeah. It's horrible. Like, what a terrible decision this man made.
And you light a fire in the wintertime, so the last thing you want to do is open all of your windows in the middle of winter, but that's your only option.
He should have went with the give him the bubble guts route.
Yes.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
You're about to hear about a true legend here, and I just posted this video. Let me go. Okay, it's up. I want to make sure it's up so I can send it to you. There's a grandma who left an epic gift for everybody at her funeral. Her name is Gracie, and the gift she left was a card. And on the card, there's a picture of her sticking her tongue out, flipping the double bird, and then it says, "Let's keep in touch." And on the bottom has a Ouija board on it. It's amazing. Get it to everybody left at the funeral. So I want to send you this thing because this is so clever and cute, and I think I love it. And I think what an amazing like thing to leave behind when that's part of your personality. People go, "That she nailed it," right? Text the word card, CARD, to 44995. Let's do it, Scotty. Fridays, let's have a little bathroom talk. And it's not as dirty as it sounds this time, okay? I told you I went to Kuma's Corner in Avondale, right? Kind of right by my house. And they have a really cool bathroom. They have like kind of pin-up art all over the walls. It's an entertaining bathroom experience. So let's find the best bathrooms in the Chicagoland area. 312-946-4995. Kevin, Arlington Heights. Best bathroom is where?
So there's this hookah lounge I go to in Roselle. The bathroom used to let you graffiti the wall in the bathroom. So it was all just people just all their graffiti all over the bathroom.
So some good,
wall.
Some horrible, right?
Yeah.
Hollywood Boulevard movie theater. They have horror-themed bathrooms, and one of them totally has like the Jack Nicholson thing where he's like looking in and he's gonna show the girl the Shining bathroom thing.
Whoa.
And one because that's the men's room, I think.
That's
and
creepy. That's like the last thing I want to see while I'm sitting down. Just all right, David from Wheaton. Where's the best bathroom, my man?
It's called the Beer Shop in Oak Park.
Okay, my brother lives in Oak Park, so that's doable. What's cool about that bathroom?
So if you're a guy and you're facing towards the wall, there's a David Hasselhoff picture pointing at you. And I would assume the opposite for a woman. I believe it's Rosie O'Donnell is pointing at you from if you were to sit down.
That's funny. Two interesting people. I just can never get that picture of David Hasselhoff by the cheeseburger out of my head, like laying on the ground. Remember?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I know.
You know, it's funny. I met him a couple years ago. He came into the radio station and he was the nicest guy in the world. But all I could think was drunk cheeseburger. David Hasselhoff. That's all I could think the whole time.
Absolutely.
Which might help with the bathroom process, maybe, you know?
This is true. But yes, it makes you feel powerful in the bathroom, I'll tell you that.
Power. That's what I need to feel when I sit down. Powerful. It's going to be a powerful... Never mind.
Absolutely.
This is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
It's super weird. So I'll give you the good news of a weird news story. And Jessica on the south side, you're just going to try and guess the bad news of the story, okay?
Okay.
All right. The good news of the story is that there's a man who loves kangaroos, has loved them his whole life, and finally was able to actually get a pet kangaroo. What's the bad news of that story?
His
where he lives, he can't have a kangaroo?
Yeah, that's true. He illegally imported a kangaroo because the man is 19 years old and he lives in Pennsylvania, and he kept the kangaroo in his closet.
What?
Yep. And, well, it was getting so big, the best part of the story is he tried to sell it on Facebook Marketplace. What the heck is wrong with people? I hope that kangaroo, like, grew up to be one of those fighting kangaroos and just, like, kicked him through a wall.
I swear.
That's exactly what we're going to do on a Friday. We're going to feel those good vibes, try to keep them going, too, on a BFE, Big Friday Energy, Scotty. So this is the part of the show that I love because it takes us into the weekend on the positive note that we need to be on, right? You can forget about all the negative things that happened all week. Remember when it was cold earlier in the week? Forget about it. It's gone. We got 70s this weekend. And that's what it's all about. Think about one thing that someone said to you that made you smile, okay? What's the best thing that someone said to you this week? 312-946-4995. You share it. Makes you feel good. Makes other people feel good. We go into the weekend all on a positive note. Mine for this week will be actually what some people said to me on Facebook, and actually did on Facebook too, because so this weekend, tomorrow actually morning, I'm going to be emceeing the Autism Speaks walk down at Soldier Field, and I've been part of Autism Speaks for, man, almost a decade now in different states, in different radio stations, but it's always been a cause that's close to my heart, and we actually started a team for our little buddy Parker, Parker's buddy, Parker Joe's buddies actually is our team name. If you're coming out, make sure you say hello, but we made the team a little bit late. Okay, I'll be honest, but we hit our goal like within a day and a half of the fundraising that we put up there, and that was really special. That means other people kind of saw it and felt the need to also contribute, whether you can be at the walk or not. But they were donating because for whatever reason you did, and I appreciate that. So for me, that's what's taking me into the weekend on a positive note. What is the best thing someone said to you this week? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. Let's do it next on US 99.
What day is it?
Friday.
Friday.
Let's do this!
Showtime.
It is showtime. Let's see what I like to do on a Friday, take you into the weekend on a positive note. It's called the best thing someone said to you this week. Your opportunity to go ahead and let go of all the negative stuff. One of those things I'm letting go of is the cold we had earlier in the week. It's gone. I'm going to focus on the 70s this weekend. And let's find out what the best thing someone said to you this week. 312-946-4995. Dylan, you're in Aurora. What's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Today, so I'm a police cadet out in the suburbs. And my chief, I walk in one day. He's like, Dylan, where have you been? I've missed you so much.
Oh, okay. He missed you.
Yeah.
Hey.
And maybe, like, oh.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's a small little thing that you're like, yeah, that made me feel good. And that's what this whole thing is about. It doesn't have to be a big grand gesture. Just a small little thing like, hey, missed you, man. Love that. Perfect.
Nothing too big.
All right, Sarah, over by the Indiana border there. What's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So this week was like National Bosses Week, and I got a bunch of random phone calls, texts, and emails saying how much I'm appreciated.
Oh, you're one of them good bosses.
I hope so.
That's great. Well, good. That's a hard thing to be a good boss.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Pete from Lincoln Park, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
It's not what was said to me, it's what I received. And it was my divorce order papers. November 14th, it's over.
You're like, I'm free!
I am a free man, November 14th.
Listen, you don't hope divorce on anybody, but I do hope that people always take the steps that they need to take to make themselves happy and to live a happy life.
Oh my God, it's the best thing that's happened to me anymore. In a long time.
I don't want any part of it. I'm just happy you're happy. That's it.
All right.